Merry Christmas. This is Charlotte Kennedy. It is December the 18th, and this is my sixth day of the Dog Days of Advent. And today I have a slightly sad tale for you. Just as Rudolph had an island of misfit toys, I have a house of broken decorations. This originally started about 6 years ago when a tree fell on my outside storage building and destroyed or mangled about half of my decorations. It was really terrible going through everything that was broken. It made me sad. I had collectible houses, you know, the really nice ones that started coming out in the 80s, and I would get one each year. Half my nativity scene was broken. Luckily, baby Jesus survived, but he's an orphan, and a wise man had to adopt him because there's not much left of that. A $100 ornament that I got at a Christmas show with my father that was very special to me. Cookie jars, multiple ornaments, music boxes, plates. The list just went on and on. But I still have a lot left. And Ken is really, really good at fixing things. So as many things as he can that have gotten broken through the years, because we do have cats, dogs, toddlers, and just us in general, have been broken, and he is really magical at fixing things. But he hasn't been able to fix everything because of broken, like missing pieces or broken parts that slid somewhere and we never found them. But I'm going to share some pictures on Facebook of some things that I have that I still put out, but they're not quite perfect. One will be a Hallmark piano playing snowman. You know, the ones that come out once a year and they're plush and they sing some kind of song. Well, this is the first one I ever had. My mother got it for me. And I'm very careful to take the batteries out every year, but I missed the batteries in this particular snowman. And over a summer of our heat in the South, it corroded badly in there. And Ken said he might be able just to replace the whole battery compartment, but we haven't done that yet. So he sits and looks good, but he definitely can't play his piano anymore. I have a hangerless elf, which can be fixed. Right now he's just laying on the desk. I have a broken Santa music box that I think Gracie dropped and just set it back on the table when we first took it out. It's broken. It'll still work. And I think we can probably fix that. I've got the piece for it. And I have a broken cookie jar, a Santa cookie jar that's missing part of his little butt. But I can still put it out as long as I turn that side around. I still have my nativity scene, what's left of it. And the one that looks the worst, I have three paper mache, two Santas and one Mrs. Santa. And one came as a set, and the other one I got separately. Has a little baby boy, reminds me of Jonathan. And I've had them for years and years, and like everything else, decades. And I set them on the fireplace. Well, I saw Gracie sitting on the ground, and she said, "Here, I'll put your hat back on for you." And I didn't realize what she had. And I went over and looked, and I thought she had somehow gotten it down. I'm like, "Gracie, what did you do?" And she said, "I didn't do this." Well, I believe one of our cats did it. And our particular one that likes to knock things off just looks at you and does it. But it was one of my paper mache Santas, and it busted out all around his eye and his eye socket. And because of the material, it wasn't even a big piece or two pieces. It was like shavings and teeny tiny pieces. So he is wearing his Santa hat in a very debonair way over his eye to cover the hole in his head. But he's still up there, and he is still loved, so everything will be okay. And in the infamous words of the Grinch, "Now you listen to me, young lady. Even if we're horribly mangled, there'll be no sad faces on Christmas." Have a good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.